going back to the Acts of the Apostle reading, to the very end of the reading, we find Peter quoting the prophet Joel. He's quoting chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. So let's take a look at that. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams, even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now, these powerful words speak to us across the centuries. At the birth of the church, when God came among the disciples and their companions, manifested in fire and with expressions of God's presence and grace, through heavenly words and mighty deeds, with amazement and wonder, God declares God's presence among God's people. All of God's people, without limit and without distinction, men and women, young and old, slave and free, without distinction as to where they're from, in multiple languages from across the world, and not just Jews, but proselytes too. They all were there, and God declared God's presence among them. The gift of God's Spirit, the outpouring of God's abiding, indwelling, holy presence is not limited to a few. To the leadership, to those in power, to those with influence and position, to only those who are in the inside, to only those who wear the robes, to only those who are influential and in positions of authority. The presence of God's power, God's fire, God's expressions of grace and peace come to all and through all to the world. Now, this is a point that is often missed in the affirmation of Pentecost. In Judaism, the feast of Shavuot, the feast of weeks, because Shavuot means weeks, was celebrated 50 days after Passover. It marked the beginning of the wheat harvest in the land of Israel. It was one of the biblically mandated pilgrim festivals. You had Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkoth, where the Jews who actually lived in Judea and the surrounding areas would travel to Jerusalem for worship and to make sacrifices in the temple, thanking God for the first fruits of a bountiful harvest. In addition to the beginning of the wheat harvest, Shavuot was also a time to remember and celebrate the giving of the Torah, the law, the Ten Commandments, the Mosaic legal covenant given to Moses by God on Mount Sinai. As such, the parallel with Christian celebration of Pentecost is striking. At Shavuot, the Jews celebrated God's gracious gift of the harvest of wheat, a true source of physical nourishment. And at the same time, they celebrated God's gracious gift of the law, a true source of spiritual nourishment. At Pentecost, Christians celebrate God's gracious gift of the Holy Spirit, God's advocate, God's guiding presence for us, God's comforting presence in us, God's innermost law within us, which becomes written on our hearts, written on our very being. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, God comes to dwell within us. God's law, God's way of life becomes part of us, transforming us, calling us to live and fulfill it by loving God and loving neighbor as self. We Methodists call this sanctification. The idea that God's grace, God's love, God's power, God's very presence abides in each and every one of us. This outpoured spirit God's immediate presence brings not a set of rules and regulations, a collection of do-dos and don't-dos that are external to us, but an abiding relationship with the Creator of this universe. Julie Gold wrote the hit Bette Midler song, From a Distance. It's a beautiful song, evoking mental images of the world as seen from the depths of space, as seen by the Apollo astronauts on the moon now over 50 years ago. It's a beautiful song, a heart-swelling song. I have loved it since I first heard it way back in the 1990s. But there's one problem with it, and it's the theology of God watching us from a distance. Pentecost proclaims that God is not distant, that God is not floating around up there somewhere looking down on us from a long distance needing binoculars to see what we're doing. No, God is right here, right now, within us, guiding us, comforting us, transforming us all, making us the true embodiment of what that song sees and proclaims. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns and no bombs and no disease, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments marching in a common band, playing songs of hope, songs of peace. They're the songs of every man. From a distance, you look like my friend, even though we are at war. From a distance, I just cannot comprehend what all this fighting is for. From a distance, there is a harmony, and it echoes through the land. And it's the hope of hopes, it's the love of loves, it's the heart of every man. That's only possible, my brothers and sisters. That's only truly possible when the power of God, when the Holy Spirit, when the presence of Jesus, the real presence of Christ, abides in us. That's what Pentecost is about. The indwelling love of God. The love of God that brought back Jesus from the dead. That brings us back from the death of our sins, the death of our self-centered interest, the life and presence of God. God watches us, not from a distance, but from right here in our midst. Right here in our hearts and in our souls. When I look up at that night sky through my telescope and see the wonders of God's majestic creation, I'm always struck at the enormity of it all. And at the fact that that one who made all of that, who fashioned the nebula, who constructed the galaxies, who cast the net of creation wide and formed the stars, the Pleiades and Orion, our solar system and its planets and our sun, the one who fashioned all of that amazingness, loves me, loves you, loves us so much that he wouldn't leave us or forsake us, but that he is right here with us. And indeed sends his very power and presence, his Holy Spirit, to dwell within us and knit us together and make us the body of Christ in this world, the church. The one who made all of that and more. The one who made all of that that we cannot fully comprehend, and thousands of years from now we'll still be studying and wondering at, the one who made all of that, made you, made us, and loves you, and loves us so much that he desires to reside in you, in your heart, in your soul. Whew. That's incredible. This passage from Joel is that way. It describes the universe and its amazingness, and that you will have all of these things transpire. The universe will change. The sun will be changed to darkness, the moon to blood. Portents in the heavens above, signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. And all of these things will change. But God's love remains. And everyone, and this is the true essence of love, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, not may be saved, not might be saved, not could be saved, shall be saved. All of that will pass away, but God's love for us, God's love for you, will never, ever, ever pass away. When the universe grows cold and dark, the last bit of energy is gone. God's love for you will remain. That is the meaning of Pentecost. That is the meaning of God's presence with you. A life-giving, life-transforming, life-impelling presence that we cannot deny, that we cannot run from. We can try, but we really can't run from it. God's grace, God's love, God's Holy Spirit is here for each and every one of us. And all we have to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and we'll be saved. That word saved is thrown around so much, we almost ignore it. Saved means delivered, means gathered in, means protected, means cherished, means loved. And all the various meaning translations here in this word from the Hebrew and into the Greek, the meaning here is plain. Enfolded, encompassed, gathered in, protected, and loved. Receive that good news. Live in the Spirit of God. Rejoice in the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, my sisters and brothers. And share that love, that grace, that presence with all. That's what we're called to do as the church. That's who we're called to be. Let's do it. Today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Let's do it. Let's be a Pentecost people proclaiming the presence of Jesus here and now in word and in deed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, in your presence.